The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. So glad that you have joined me. Fauci mocks you by admitting the mRNA vaccines could never work. And he knew it all along. You think, no, he didn't really do this. He has. It's just he's not going to get called out. Fauci just basically admitted that what Dr. Bakhti had said and what I had reported for a long time was correct. Correct about the two different immune systems. And that injecting into the blood immune system will not protect your lungs, because it's a whole different immune system, and he basically admits that that's a scientific fact, as we've been saying. I've always found when Dr. Bakhti said that as the biggest game set match thing, and I never would hear anyone say it. Now, if you're a regular listener of my show, I pounded that. I said it all the time, over and over again. Folks, don't forget, they knew that when they injected you in the blood, that it was a scam. They know that you cannot stop an airborne virus by injecting something into your blood. They know that for a fact. They knew that when they told President Trump that they were going to develop a vaccine that goes into the blood, and they knew that's literally impossible. It's why they can't cure the common cold. I have pounded this and pounded this because I know nobody ever makes this point. I feel like I'm the only one. I'm sure there are other people that have, but not very many. Not to where the masses know this. This is also why Dr. Fauci thinks he can put this in a paper. And I had several of you listeners send me this, so thank you. Thank you for those of you and some of my friends that are personal friends, too, that sent me this. I didn't record something right away on this, but they were saying, you were right. And here's Fauci admitting you were right, Ben. But it wasn't just me. I mean, it was Dr. Bakhti. And they were saying, Dr. Bakhti was right. And you were right reporting on it. And yes, I knew Dr. Bakhti was one of the leading experts in the world. Plus, it's common sense. I always knew they can't cure the common cold. But it's amazing that there is a paper, which I'm not going to go over the paper because I have Dr. Robert Malone talking about it, which is better. So I can play Dr. Robert Malone talking about what Dr. Fauci has done. Look, the gist of it is they're admitting, yeah, the vaccines never were going to work. As I've always said, it was always a scam. Now, I really want you to get a deep understanding that they've known this from the very beginning, from the flu shots. You know, I'll talk so much more about this, and I'll get you fired up, but let me not wait. Let me get Dr. Robert Malone talking about this on War Room with Steve Bannon. Take a listen for yourself.
So just the conflict of interest caveat, Alex is not my favorite journalist, and we've crossed swords before. That said, he's done a great job in summarizing things that have people have not been able to speak in the past. And that includes myself. I've lost three clients over speaking about some of the things that are being covered here. The key issue is this article with Jeffrey Taubenberger. Tony Fauci is the senior author. The first author seems to be somewhat of a ghostwriter. But Jeff Taubenberger is the real powerhouse here, MD, PhD, head of viral pathogenesis and evolution. And what they're acknowledging is the failure of standard systemic vaccines to control any respiratory RNA virus. This has been long known. The data in influenza, for instance, is self-evident and has been for a long time. Now, Alex gets a number of things wrong. He's not a scientist, and sometimes he doesn't really know what his swim lane is. And one of the things that both Alex and Jeff have missed here is flu mist. The key issue here is the acknowledgement that these respiratory RNA viruses evolve extremely rapidly. They have very different replication biology than most other viral pathogens.
And okay, I'm going to pause it there because I really want to fire you up. Those of you who have been longtime followers of the Ben Armstrong Show know, I've given you all this information before anyone would ever say it, other than Dr. Bhakti. And in fact, I really never really heard Dr. Malone really talk about the respiratory virus being a separate immune system from the blood. That's the first time I think I've heard Dr. Malone really mention that. And he was saying how it's been a long time known. This is what I do really well, more than other people. And I'm not boasting. I'm just saying it's what makes me have a show that you shouldn't miss. Is because when I review things, I'll be watching something. And I'm like, whoa, there's the game, set, match piece of information. And when I find that, I grab it and then I tell you and I pound it over and over again. And I'm always amazed that other people don't pound it. It's like, we've got game, set, match. They can't defeat this. It's undefeatable. It was when I heard Dr. Bhakti explain and I learned that it was all true, that the respiratory system is completely separate, basically. It barely crosses over, barely, if at all, from the blood system. And the blood system is a closed system that when you inject into the blood, you do nothing for the respiratory and digestive tract. And airborne viruses always come through the respiratory tract. Therefore, you will get infected from an airborne virus no matter how much you inject in the blood system. When I learned that, I said, that's game, set, match. It's over. And I knew that had to be true because I knew the flu shots were a bunch of scams. And I told you, look, folks, I gave you in a recent video three reasons why it's a guarantee that Pfizer and Dr. Fauci knew they were scamming you from the beginning, and that it has to be a bioweapon because they all knew that this was a giant scam just to make millions of dollars and also to put a bioweapon out there and kill people. Because A, they knew they can't cure the common cold. B, they know for a fact that the blood system, you cannot inject it and protect the respiratory tract. And I always explain how they always tried to, the flu mist is what he's talking about. They've always tried to do the flu, here's a mist, something to coat your lungs. They've always failed. They've never had success at it. But they've tried to develop it because that's the only way. You've got to get the lungs to be protected. And if you inject in the blood, it's guaranteed that an airborne virus will still infect you. You will still get sick and you will still spread it. It will still get into your lungs. You'll still get the head cold and you will still cough and sneeze and have mucus build up in your lungs. Your blood getting the injection, absolutely nothing. Scam, complete scam. All mental, just made you think something was happening for you. No protection whatsoever. Zero. They'll say a little protection. That's a lie. Zero protection. Zero. Zero. And I knew that. And so it fires me up because I've been pounding this. It's zero protection. So they know that for a fact. Then lastly, they know for a fact that viruses mutate too quick for them to keep up with. That even if they were getting something that could cure the common cold and not inject it in your blood, but let's say they really did put it in your lungs, it still wouldn't work because they know for a fact they can't keep up with the mutating virus. The new virus would have mutated and it would still infect you even if they coated your lungs with something. So that is a whole nother reason why they knew for a fact that the vaccine, mRNA vaccines, would never, ever give you an ounce of protection. Never. And they could only harm you. They knew that the mRNA had tons of side effects. So think about it. They know there's a 0% chance, 0% chance that the mRNA vaccine could do anything for you for COVID-19. They knew that. And they're admitting it. Right now, they're admitting it. Oh, yeah, we knew the whole time then. They also knew that the mRNA has serious, horrible side effects from animal trials, including death. They knew that. So they knew they were giving you zero protection, and they were only giving you something that was going to harm you. But remember, they weren't doing this to kill people. No, they weren't trying to depopulate. No, it's not a bioweapon. It's not. I mean, just because they knew that the vaccine would never do a single thing for you for COVID-19, never, and could only harm you. And they know that for 100% scientific fact. They know that. But they have good intentions. Do you believe that now? Do you believe they have good intentions? Do you believe that Dr. Fauci was trying to save you? Do you think Dr. Fauci was trying to help you? The best case scenario you could say is, Oh, no, they were just running a giant scam to make billions and billions of dollars. That's your best case scenario. The worst case scenario is not only were they going to make billions and billions of dollars, you got to hope that's the best case scenario, that they're just evil, greedy pigs that don't care about what happens to humanity for money. That's your best case scenario. Your worst case scenario is they are globalists who believe that the world has a CO2 problem and people are the cause, and they believe in depopulation. Do they say that they believe in this stuff? This is the worst case scenario. If they're those people that believe in depopulating the earth and they're afraid the earth has too much CO2 and they need to reduce the population, then they did it to actually randomly kill people around the world. That's your worst case scenario. Either way, they are some of the most evil people who have ever walked the face of the earth. And Dr. Fauci is admitting this, and you think, how can he admit this? How can he admit this? Because the media will never do anything to him, and he's protected by the government and the Biden administration and the Department of Justice and the FBI, which is all corrupt. Nothing will ever happen to him, and he knows it. So now he can do this because he thinks this is just in medical papers. It's for him and his friends to sit back and laugh, just so you know. It's so that he could sit back and laugh and say, do you see how smart I am? I made you billions of dollars. These people were all suckers. They went to their deaths. They're so stupid. While I made billions of dollars. Well, he made hundreds of millions of dollars, tens of millions of dollars. I don't know how much personally. He did because he's got patents and stuff. Well, he made millions and millions of dollars, whatever the amount is. And Pfizer made $70 billion on the scam. And you think, how could you be that evil? Folks, his whole life, he's been scamming you with the flu vaccine. His whole life. This has been true. This isn't something they just discovered. They know the flu vaccine has been a scam. The flu vaccine does absolutely nothing. It can't because it's being injected into your blood. And the flu is an airborne virus. That's a guarantee. I've told you this 1,000 times. If anyone ever tells you that they're going to cure you of an airborne virus by putting something in your blood, it's an automatic lie. No one can put something in your blood to protect you from an airborne virus. That's scientifically impossible. It is always the reason why they are unable to cure the common cold. You know why they're so frustrated they can't cure the common cold? Because they can't coat your lungs without damaging or suffocating you or doing something. Or if they coat it, it coats a little, but it doesn't really help. They've never been able to develop that. So they just pretend to put something in your blood because they can't cure the common cold, and they know it, and it frustrates the crap out of them because your lungs are a total different immune system, and they have no ability to really boast it up to protect you from the common cold. This is a fact. And if it's this diabolical, you would think Dr. Fauci would be afraid to go forward, but no, he's not. And Dr. Malone explains why Dr. Fauci is able to come out and do this. He's not admitting this to the papers as an admittal to you, the masses. That's not what's happening in the scientific paper. They do these scams and then they need more funding. And so then they admit that the things that they were working on, you know what, that didn't really work. So, and here's why it didn't really work. Pretending as if they didn't know. Like he's just finding out just now. That's what he's doing. You know what? After analyzing this, you can't inject the blood for an airborne virus. Oh, wait a minute. We've known that for 50 years or however long, but we're pretending like we just discovered this in the scientific paper. We just discovered that. So what we need is more funding for a new vaccine. And that's what he's doing. And he can do it in a scientific paper because the masses won't read it. Most people won't see this video. Most people will never hear it because the media will never talk about it. And Google will censor it and make sure you don't find out about it. And all of the social media will shadow ban it or do whatever to make sure. So 95% of Americans will never know this is true. You know it. You're probably only 5% of the population. And that's maybe it will get to 10% of the population if you share it. And everyone shares it. 10%. And that's what Dr. Fauci knows. Here's Dr. Malone explaining more.
And the both the influenza vaccines and now they're acknowledging the COVID vaccines have been completely unsuccessful in controlling them. And furthermore, they're acknowledging many of the reasons why. These are things that I've been covering in my own essays in Substack now for months. But he's done a great job. Berenson has done a great job in summarizing them in a way that the general audience can understand them, and particularly picking out some of the key issues in this recent publication that he rightfully calls a capitulation by Tony Fauci and Jeff Taubenberger.
This is what I'm lost about. You kind of, you know, Fauci wrote this, but it's just coming out now that he's left government service. And didn't he go right? Correct me if I'm wrong, because I want to make sure, since the New York Times and Brookings watches us every episode, that we get this right. Didn't Fauci argue the exact opposite the entire time he was on TV with President Trump and coming up with the warp speed? And then afterwards under Biden, when he's chief medical officer or chief medical advisor to Biden, didn't he argue all the time the exact opposite of this, sir?
Correct, sir. As well as Deborah Birx, his acolyte, former postdoc. When you mention New York Times, I have this reflexive urge to make a inappropriate gesture. This is absolutely the case. I keep saying it. I'm going to say it again. This is rather bold. He lies. He lies and lies and lies. He lies in a way that is very reminiscent of the skilled liars that I've encountered for years at the CIA. His behaviors, actions, deflections, limited hangout strategies, etc., are textbook disinformation.
So, but how does he come out now? Because Berenson's headline is, this is full capitulation. Do you believe that part of it? Do you believe that this is actually, given everything that you've put up and argued for the last couple of years and warning people as one of the architects of the underlying technology for this vaccine? Do you believe in what he reveals in his own article? Is Berenson right by saying that this is, you're seeing the beginning of Fauci's capitulation here?
No. What you're seeing is yet again another limited hangout. And what this is a justification for more funding for development of new vaccine technology. The irony is that what they're pushing is mucosal vaccines. And I forgive me for blowing my own horn, and I hope Alex is listening. My wife and I filed a patent on mucosal vaccines from a collaboration that we did with self-replicating RNAs with the Karolinska Institute in 2006. That issued in 2000. I've been all over this whole space for years, but it's been impossible to get funding. It's amazing now that the NIH is finally coming around. But what is completely missing, as I mentioned in this article, is acknowledgement of flu mist, which is absolutely a live attenuated mucosal influenza vaccine, and it has its own set of problems. So what they're basically saying here is they're pitching Congress and the world for another tranche of money to develop a next generation technology for mucosal vaccination. And they're not acknowledging the prior art and literature, particularly that relating to the former MedImmune product called Flu Mist. But, tomato, tomato, that's what this really is it's not a capitulation. It's a pitch for more money.
It's a pitch for more money because he knows he can't be held responsible. It doesn't matter if they admit. They'll just, well, we didn't know. We thought that because it was mRNA technology. Yeah, that's why. We thought that this would work, but now after looking at the data that we can't refute, even though we did refute it and we use our media and everyone to censor it and lie, but somehow the stupid people like Ben Armstrong and others like Dr. Robert Malone and people at the War Room got the information out to people to where we couldn't defeat it anymore. It was just too much scientific evidence, and even scientists at colleges couldn't deny it anymore. So now we'll just move on like we always do. We've lied about so many things. This is what we do. We pretend like we just found this out as if we didn't know from the beginning. Oh, you caught us? Oh, we just found that out. You know what? There's a different technology. That's what we need. And we need more funding. and give us this new technology and funding into that. That's what we need. Let's continue to get rich. They scammed you. They killed your relatives. And Fauci sits back and is laughing at all of you. He's laughing. You don't think he's laughing? He laughs all the time. He laughed on TV when he would smile on TV telling you it's effective and it's going to work. And he knew it never could possibly be. Go watch those videos of him smiling. That's him laughing at you right in your face, because you know he knows he's lying 100% through his teeth on national TV on ABC to these anchors that even believe him, because they're just a bunch of dead. There's nothing in their brains. They just whatever he says. And he just is smiling, thinking, oh my gosh, these people are so stupid. They deserve to die. They're so dumb. They deserve to die because they don't know what kind of man I am. They deserve to die because they can't even do a simple research on their computer to find out whether this vaccine works or not. They can't even look up whether you can cure the common cold or not. I mean, it's a coronavirus. We've already told people that you can't cure a coronavirus, but don't look that up. Even though you can't cure a coronavirus, this super coronavirus, we guarantee that we've made a vaccine that can cure it. No, we can't cure the common cold, but we can cure COVID-19. Guaranteed. Oh, what morons. They believed us. We admit we can't cure the common cold, and then we tell them we can cure COVID-19? And I'm sitting here telling them, I told them masks don't work, and then just flipped later when I realized, when I was told, no, we're using this for political reasons. And I just totally flip and say masks work. And then 95% of the population wears masks. I can sit here and laugh. You know what I should do as Fauci to be even funnier? Why don't I tell people to wear two masks? Oh my gosh, I'll put two masks on. I'll put two masks on and I will laugh to the bank. And do you know there was reports that finally came out? I told people he was laughing, that two mask thing, that Fauci was laughing behind the scenes. There was a news report about him laughing about the two mask thing. I told you he was laughing. He's laughing right now. He laughed all the way to the bank. He doesn't think there's a God that he's going to stand before. It's survival of the fittest. He thinks he's the king of the beasts. He lived life the way you're supposed to. He preyed on you. He made you a sucker, in his view. You're not a sucker. You trusted people and didn't think there was people that evil out there. Fauci's one of the most evil people who ever live. He belongs in the Nazi party. That's how evil he is. He fit in with Adolf Hitler. He really would. He is that type of man. And he, just like Hitler, feels like survival of the fittest. If I can defeat you, and if you fall for my lies, that's on you. That just proves I'm smarter than you. That's how he's lived his whole life. It's not going to change. So yes, he can sit back and think, oh my gosh, I'm so smart. Oh my gosh, I'm so much smarter than everybody else. Folks, remember, he's the man that said, I am science. You don't think that's his personality? He told you, I am science. I've nailed him to what he is. And you're so angry, I want you to calm down. Listen to me. Vengeance is the Lord's. Because I know there's someone out there. Calm down. Vengeance is the Lord's. God is going to let Fauci live a super long life so he can punish him harder. Evil people live long life so God can smack them down even harder. That's why Fauci's living so long, and he's going to live a long time so God can hammer him. Remember that. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. I love you guys. See ya. If you like what you're hearing on my show, consider watching The Daniel Natal Show, which is presented by The New American at thenewamerican.com. Daniel Natal will go into all sorts of stuff at a very intellectual, high intellectual level, and I love how he does things. You should check it out. So think of it as the intelligence agency bureau for people to go to. It's really unique, really cool, and very intellectual. If you're into that, you will love it. So check out The Daniel Natal Show at thenewamerican.com.